It's great to hear from you, Deb. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Excellent. Yeah, good, good, really good. I've had a big week and it's settling down this week, which is great.
Oh, that's excellent. Starting to wind down for Christmas?
I'm not quite sure. I think. I've still got the intensity up, but I think almost will be. What about you?
Yeah. Well, that's my goal. My goal is to try and ease off a little bit before Christmas comes, so it's not that ramp up and drop, because I don't want to do that this year. I want to just ease out gracefully. It's not working so far, but that's my plan.
I can relate to that for sure, for sure. Well, what would you like to share since our last coaching session?
So I've done my first assignment, my first exam with uni, which I passed, only just, but I passed. So I'm feeling very excited about uni and where that's all headed. And I was reflecting on it this morning, thinking we've done so much work around, you know, that kind of vulnerability stuff and what it is I need to do. And if you don't mind, what I'd like to do is go a little bit deeper today and kind of bring together, I think we've been hanging out in my workspace and in my personal space and a little bit in my coaching space, but not really about the yoga me and the kind of quest I have in that yoga space. And I feel like I'm in a situation now where I kind of know what I need to do and what I want to do going forward next year and how to go about that. What I'd like to explore a little bit more with you today, if I can, is some questions that we're constantly examining in yoga, which is designed to kind of take us closer to spirit and closer to soul, kind of get out of ego and head and all that sort of space. And the three questions that we're asked to kind of reflect on are, who am I, what do I want, and how can I serve? So I'm hoping that we can kind of have a little bit of a look at that and kind of help me to just become more engaged with that kind of higher self or whatever you want to call that.
That's a lovely way to spend our time. I really acknowledge you for that. And I acknowledge also that you want to take the conversation about vulnerability deeper as well and see how that can serve you.
Yeah, yeah, no. How brave am I now? Anymore, like dive on in.
Well, how brave would you rate yourself? I rate you very bravely, but how brave do you rate yourself?
Well, I'm feeling, you know, a good 8.5. Good 8.5 out of 10.
Good on you, good on you. Well, shall we leverage that then, that braveness? So I heard a lot of deeper thoughts as you started this morning, Deb. So where are these deeper thoughts coming from for you?
So there's a lot happening in my world. At the end of next year, next year is a big year. I will officially have no children. I'll have three adults. I kind of have done my I haven't completed my parenting, but I've raised three children fundamentally. I will, by the end of the year, have completed my, grad cert. I came to Canberra several years ago to help my eldest son because he was struggling in school, and I thought bringing him here would be really good for him to finish year 11 and 12, and when I got here realised how good the school system was, and so stayed with my younger two, and my youngest one finishes school next year. So my reasons for being in Canberra change. In fact, they don't exist. Georgie will be off to uni. The boys are, on their way and finding their path. And in doing the HR course, it actually means that I can seek employment outside of the public service, which pays equal to what I earn as a public servant. So suddenly the world's a little bit my oyster. I no longer have dependents as such, and I can completely, it'll be the first time in my adult life that I don't have dependents, don't have children that are driving my decision making. So it's kind of like, well, literally, who am I, what do I want, and how do I go forward? You know, what does grown-up Debbie with no dependents kind of look like? And how do I bring together everything I've learned and really make the next phase of my life as true to my my spirit self as I can make it.
Yes, I'm really enjoying hearing what you're saying there. What it sounds like a great time of transition for you as well.
Very much so. It's really exciting, actually. There's, you know, innumerable possibilities.
Excellent. So what would you like to explore then? You talked about the who am I, what do I want, how can I serve? Wonderful questions. What would you like to explore then this morning?
I think the how can I serve stuff I'm pretty clear on. I think, you know, we've talked about this in the past, that I think my purpose, dharma, whatever you want to call it, is a bit about holding a space to see others reach their potential. And I think if I reflect on my life, whether it's children, whether it's working in welfare, whether it's working in the corrective services space, whether it's here in the department, that's what I've sought to do and found myself just naturally doing. Sometimes better than others, you know, but, you know, that's certainly been my what I've enjoyed the most about my various work habits. And certainly with yoga, you know, same sort of deal. The who am I and what do I want, I think, is a little less clear to me. You know, I've done what I've needed to do to raise children, and I've made the very best of it I could, but I haven't really necessarily been clear about my own wants. You know, my wants, my needs have kind of been on the back burner a little bit. And then, you know, as a parent also, the who am I, you know, I think like most people, you know, I define myself by what I do and how I move through the world rather than the real who am I. And so it's a little less clear to me. So if I could get clarity around those two, that would be really valuable, I think.
Wow, let's see where we can go with this then. That's really wonderful, really wonderful. Well, I hear you, Deb, talk about the yoga me, and I heard grown-up Deb, and I heard Deb who's raised the kids and done what she has to do and the enormous effort you've put into your children. And I also heard the word at the very beginning, deeper on vulnerability. So would there be any of those that you'd like to explore to move forward, or something else?
I think a lot of that is what I've done rather than, or what I do rather than who I am. And I'm not even sure that there's an answer to this. And so even if we come to the conclusion that there is no answer, I'm just curious about that, that sense of the real self, that real spirit self, soul self. And you know, I meditate on it, I ponder it, and I just thought, oh, maybe this is a vehicle that would help me really engage more solidly with that soul self.
The soul self, that's something else as well. Yeah, what does that mean, the soul self, to you?
I think it's what religion's all about, to be honest. And I think it's that, you know, sense of higher purpose, that energy that isn't, you know, your emotions, it isn't your mind, it isn't your body, it isn't your energy levels, it's that other part of you that knows about all of those things. And I think it's what religion has tried to kind of talk about. And I think as immortals we've got caught up, in myself included, in the doingness around it, not the getting to it-ness. And so it's, I guess, for me, it's about wanting to just pull back all of the wrapping and get to it and go, what is it? And maybe it's just that vulnerable thing. Maybe that is the answer. I don't know, but I'm curious about even finding the right pathway to being able to touch that more solidly.
Hmm. If you were to peel back now, what would that start to look like for you? Or feel like?
It feels like... It feels like almost kind of... It feels like there's kind of like this, and this is all the wrong words, I'm not even sure there are right words, there's almost like this light, you know, or this energy or this substance that sits within, and I don't necessarily mean physically, that sits within that is... That is, full stop. I think that's kind of it. It just, maybe that's just it. Maybe it's as simple as that, that's just that sense of, you know, kind of pure light sort of stuff.
How are you feeling that pure light right now?
It's like that thing you can see in a little baby's face, you know, that total, when they're little blinky things that, you know, that bleat like lambs, and you see just an immense amount of innocence, vulnerability, but you see a little bit of character and a little bit of, I don't know, whatever that is what it feels like.
It's a beautiful image to have.
There's a purity or something.
And if you were to look deeper into that image that you've created for yourself, what do you see for yourself?
Gosh, I don't know. It's quite baffling. It kind of feels like, you know, if I could sort of strip away, and it's that peeling back, all of the experiences of growing up, and all of the experiences of responding and reacting, and all of the you know, fears and ways I've tried to hide vulnerability, and, you know, crutches I've applied to, you know, get through when I feel vulnerable but don't want to be vulnerable, and just be that purity that is a newborn in a way, how much more goddamn easy life would be. Does that make any sense? Or am I just talking silly?
It does make sense to me. What sense is it making to you, though?
I feel like if I can really truly get to it, I feel like this next phase of my life will be so much more authentic.
And what would that mean for you?
I think I'm somebody who is very well, you know, groomed in being able to be of service to others, and so I position myself in my relationships in that way constantly, and I, in doing that, there kind of needs to be, in the way I've approached it, I kind of need to be on duty and in best form constantly. And I was also reflecting on this the other day, that my best mates, the people who I feel closest with, are the people who I'll drink too much with or have a bloody cigarette with, or, you know, like they're people where I don't have to be perfect, I don't have to be good, I don't have to be of service. It's the exact reverse, but it's actually not necessarily particularly healthy either. But they're that's where I'm at most, like, oh, you know, phew. And so I'd like to be able to be relaxed in my all of my encounters and not need it to be unhealthy. I'd like to have a relaxed, healthy way of being able to move through life.
Well, I heard a couple of layers there, Deb. You're talking about peeling back the layers. I heard some layers there. What layers did you just describe there for yourself, do you think?
Well, that needing to be perfect, good, on duty, you know, stuff, actually is a barrier to closeness in lots of ways and intimacy.
Yeah. So as you peel back that layer of needing to be perfect, good, that groomed layer, the on-duty layer, what does that now enable you to get closer to? What's the next layer that you get closer to?
It's really funny because I don't really know what to do in that space, and so... So what I do is I kind of just drop the bundle. It's like the pendulum swings from, you know, this Debbie to, wow, that Debbie. You know, the yoga Debbie goes out the window and it's all just splishy and it's loud and it's, you know, totally inconsistent with, you know, how many in the world would see me.
Yeah, it's a layer.
Yeah. But instead of just peeling back the layer and kind of going, what is that? I just run to the other end of the room. You know, it's crazy.
And how does that insight serve you?
It's quite profound, actually. I hadn't really considered it, that that's actually what I did. I could see what I was doing, but I could never really understand what I was doing. There's a whole part of me that just wants to relax, and I think it even points to that whole being bright and shiny versus being solid. I just want to relax. I just want to be, you know, and go with it and just be authentic, whatever that looks like on the day.
So in terms of where you wanted to come in our conversation, you know, going deeper, how does it feel in terms of what layers you've discovered so far?
I think it helps to clarify what I want. That's what I want. I want to relax, and I just want to authentically move through the world, and I want to not be at either extreme of the spectrum. I just want to, you know, faults and all, vulnerabilities and all, just engage with the world, not have to have everybody's answers, and not have to be, you know, the party girl, but just, you know, gently move through the world. Yeah, so I think I think, you know, it's not so much about, I thought the question was, who am I, so therefore I need to have an intellectual construct of what that is. But actually, thinking about it now, I think it's just accepting what is and trusting what is, not needing to do anything with it, but just understanding, like, and really solidly understanding that I am of value, I have worth, you know, those crazy cliche things that we talk about, but actually truly getting it, and that I am unique, and that I, that how and what I am on any given day is completely okay, and I don't have to package it, I don't have to anything, just being is enough.
And as you say those words, how does that feel to say those words?
It's quite amazing. quite amazing. You know, I've never really understood that before. And in fact, I think I've told you before, I had a girlfriend once say to me, you know, we were talking about vulnerability, and I said something about, you know, I don't feel like I've ever really, you know, been of assistance to you. And she said, but you don't need to, you just need to show up, that's enough. And I had no idea what she meant, or, you know, like, it just didn't make any sense to me. How can she value me if I'm not bringing value to her life? You know, like, how can that be a thing? I wouldn't say I get it 100%, but I feel like about 42% I kind of get it.
I like that, very specific, 42%.
Approximately.
That's great. Yeah, it's really great. And how close is everything that you're actually saying? How close is that now to pure life? And also to newborn, innocent, vulnerability.
Yeah, well, you never look at a baby and go, well, that's not a good one. You know, like, the reality is you look at a newborn, you go, oh, my God, and something reaches you and touches you about just its being, you know. They don't do anything. They're squeaky little funny things, you know. But every one of them kind of breaks your heart in a way. And for reasons that I don't have words for, but you know, they touch me in a huge way. And so I think it's just remembering that I was a newborn. I am a newborn. All the rest of it is just stuff. But that part is utterly my truth. You know, that is me. That is the real, like, big M me. And that's gorgeous.
It is. It sounds like you're speaking your truth.
Yeah. Heavens.
What else did your truth say? Yeah.
Well, I was just, you know, going back to the three questions. Who am I? Well, if it, you know, that 42% knowledge of that is, you know, that light, that newborn, that valuable, worth, you know, thing of worth and value, just cause. The what do I want is to move through the world without, with that knowledge and without the, without the learned behaviours. And then the how can I serve? Well, you know, maybe it's less about serving, you know, and more about more about just solidly staying, you know, it's less, because that can easily become the shiny stuff again in a heartbeat. Now, maybe it's less about serving and more about just literally doing that, you know, literally just moving through life in that kind of pure and authentic way. Maybe
just
that's service
pure
in its own
life.
Way. Yeah.
And how does that feel as you say that as well, Deb?
Well, again, it means I can relax. You know? It's kind of, those three things actually are a beautiful triangle in a way of, they kind of keep each side up, you know. If you're doing that, well, then you can do that, and then you can do that better, and, you know, the three kind of combine really beautifully.
And I hear you laugh as you say that as well. It's kind of, it sounds like a kind of a, and you say that, you know, what are you experiencing there as you say those words?
Look, it feels so bloody obvious, and I'm sure I've said things like this to other people, you know, but it feels like, oh, duh, you know, like, but at the same time, it's, like, so profound, and, like, you know, an amazing kind of revelation.
And where does vulnerability and going deeper into your vulnerability, how is that related now to everything you've discovered so far?
I think that in dropping the you know, being of service stuff, if I'm not doing the doing and I'm just moving through life being and saying that's enough, then I strip myself back to war, if you like, and I take away all of the stuff I've learned that gives me value in the world, you know, the deal I have with life. And I just am, and that's a very different way to move. So it's not as comfortable and known and, you know, that there is real potential for, you know, that not to be enough for people and for people to expect more, or be disappointed or reject, I suppose. My method, you know, I've rarely, if ever, been rejected, because, you know, if you're of service, people want that, don't they? So it's pretty safe game in a way.
No one would reject the newborn, though.
So I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
I wondered, though, when you talk about the newborn.
Yeah, people don't reject a newborn, do they?
Yeah, yep. And if they were to reject you in that space, in that being that pure light, what would you care anyway?
No, I would not care. It would just be, okay, cool, you know, like, because, in fact, that all of that stuff ceases to be a thing, even, whether you're rejected or accepted, it doesn't really matter, you know. It's that they're not, that's not the point.
And if you were to, if they didn't like you or you didn't meet their expectations, yet at the same time you were living your truth, what would it matter anyway?
Sorry, that's exactly right. They, it would have it's of no consequence. It sort of really takes the heat out of that even as a thing to worry about.
So I wonder, have you answered the question then? Who am I?
No, but I don't think that's the point anymore. I don't think yes, no. So what I'm feeling today is that I don't need to have a solid, oh, that's who I am, which is what I thought I needed. What I have is I am just like everybody is, totally okay. 'Cause that's how we start, and it's only the bullshit we pack around it that mucks that up when we operate out of our head. The who is completely kind of irrelevant, but everything. Oh God, that's so deep.
Where you want it to go.
Yeah.
It sounds almost liberating when you say those words. You know, I'm really, totally okay. Totally okay.
Yeah. It really is. Like, it really is, you know, I can think of 1,000 ways and 1,000 things I've done or refused to do in my life because I just haven't had the energy to pull it all back together and go out and do, right, what do you need and how do I do this? And, oh, okay, I've got to, you know, to be able to go, you know what, I don't actually have to do that anymore. I can just show up and whatever it is completely fine. And trust that it is completely fine, is just bloody, you know, it means everything is possible. There are no limitations.
And is that the real Debbie?
Pardon?
Is that the real Debbie?
I think it is. I think it is. Wow. Yeah, I think we've answered it.
I think you've answered it. Sounds like you have. I've got a tear in my eye.
No. I just feel... I don't even know the words. It just feels like, you know how those I am worthwhile, you know, you look in the mirror and tell yourself you are good and you are valued, and it's kind of like, not seeing it. Whereas this is just such a different construct for thinking about it, that of course I'm okay. How could I not be okay? How could I have ever wondered, you know, like it just is a different... Totally different thing. Totally different thing.
And I'm wondering now as you think about the next year, because that's how you started the conversation. You know that the kids are adults now. How does it feel now to just be totally okay when you think about the year you've got coming up?
Well, if I was excited before, now I'm like. You know, I think I was excited before, but also it was approaching it with a bit of trepidation, you know, like, oh my God, this is going to be big and hard and, you know, poof. Whereas now it's like, bring it on. Like, you know, how exciting, but in a much less overwhelming, you know, giganticnesses. Just as this is going to be lovely. This will be a wonderful adventure.
Mm. It sounds like light and easy.
Yeah,
much easier,
really,
much more
really.
Relaxed.
Yes. That's what it feels like. Like somehow this has given me permission to relax and enjoy rather than struggle.
Mm. And how does it feel to shed that layer of struggle?
Ugh. Hallelujah. Because in the world I grew up in, there was honour in struggle. You know, working class, you've got your back in, that means you're doing good. So to let go of all that and go, you know what, not so much, is just lovely.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder, is there anything else that you need now, Deb, to make this more complete for you?
I actually don't think so. I think this has been completely liberating and, you know, really incredibly valuable. Thank you so much.
Well, I acknowledge the shift you've made and your willingness to go deeper and your willingness to really connect with your vulnerability.
Well, thank you for coming with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Absolutely.